Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I know you're excited for your trip here. Your flight's still intact.
No, not at all. I'm like the fry yay thing. I hate like when people say that. Or you get an email on Monday morning and they say happy Monday. Like who's celebrating Monday?
Someone's got a case of the Mondays.
Happy Monday.
Is this Beavis and Butthead?
Monday, fuck.
That's actually really good.
I've told the story before. Back in former life, when Marty Schottenheimer was the coach of the Washington Redskins, we called the Redskins as Beavis and Butthead and got all the way to Marty's personal secretary.
Oh my!
Is Marty there? Sorry, he's not. Who's calling, please? This is Butthead. And the secretary's like, okay, what's your number? 913. You know, and we gave like the newsroom phone. Oh, it was unbelievable.
I'm gonna forward you to somebody else.
All the way, that was like in 02, whenever Marty was coaching in Washington that one year. We got all the way to his secretary doing Beavis and Butthead on the phone. You wonder why that franchise has been an absolute disgusting franchise, right?
Yeah.
Marty, we've got Mr. Butthead on line one for you. Put him through.
All right.
Hello, Marty. This is Beavis.
Mike Judge would be very proud.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It was unbelievable, man. So anyway, that's where we stand.
So MLB Top 50 Countdown, right? They're ranking the top 50 MLB players of, I believe, all time.
Now, they're saying, like, the modern era.
So all time.
Yeah, like, from 90... It was, like, if you read the deal, it was, like, from 95 to now, but you could have played before 95, but you couldn't peak until... Like, it was really, like, just a weird way that they did it. So basically from 95 on, right? Like they're calling it the last 30 years of Major League Baseball, from when the strike ended to where we are today, is kind of that modern era of Major League Baseball. And I'm good with that.
Yeah, it says the timeline for the era, like you just said, is after the 94 strike, which halted the regular season in August, and the next season of 95. So that's where we start this list.
Right.
And they've introduced 10 more players. They'll have the top 10 players as of July, I believe, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, Friday. Or, yeah, Friday. Today.
Today.
It's
10
through 1.
Okay. So that'll be out a little bit later on.
When we do these lists, there's always names either you question or you figure out, like, who missed it, who did it, and maybe you have a few that you like to see that didn't come on your top 50 countdown or where they're at currently when it comes to the modern era of baseball.
Like Mariano Rivera is way too low on this list. I forget exactly where he was listed, but Mariano Rivera is a top 10 baseball player of the modern era. He's the only Major League Baseball player in the history of Major League Baseball and the history of the game to get 100% of the Hall of Fame vote. Like Nolan Ryan didn't get 100% of the Hall of Fame vote, right?
Right.
George Brett didn't get 100% of the Hall of Fame vote. Mariano Rivera got 100% of the Hall of Fame vote when he was eligible to get into the Hall of Fame. The only player to ever do that.
He was tied for 13th, by the way.
Tied for 13th, which I still think is too low for Mariano Rivera. I believe he is a top 10 guy. And in my opinion, he's truly the only player in baseball history, okay, to absolutely 100% dominate their position, right? Can you find me a Major League Baseball player, or maybe even an athlete in general, to dominate their job like Mariano Rivera dominated his job as a closer. Did he have a couple of blips here and there? You bet he did. Everybody did. Nobody's perfect. But when you start looking at professional sports, can you find me an athlete that's dominated more than Mariano Rivera?
The only two that pop into my head is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And maybe Barry Bonds for about 5 years.
Barry Bonds could be on that list. You're absolutely right.
There were times when I'd watch the Giants when he was doing his juiced out tour. And it was like, he's either going to walk
right,
or he's going to hit this ball into the cove.
Right.
And that's exactly what it was. Never struck out. I think he had, what, like 282 intentional walks, an MLB record. And then his batting average 1 year was 373 with like 60 home runs.
Yeah.
Or like 30 home runs. And he had a total of like 380 at bats.
Right.
Because all the ones didn't count. So the list that has today, 17th, we'll start there, David Ortiz.
Okay.
After David Ortiz, number 16 is Derek Jeter, number 2.
Derek Jeter, I think, and I'm a Jeter fan, I think Derek Jeter's too high on that list.
Okay. 15, Max Scherzer.
Okay.
Mizzou guy.
Yep. People say I look like Max Scherzer. I don't know.
Your eyes are the same color.
Yes.
Number 14, Larry Chipper Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Best switch hitter of all time. Tied for 13th is the Mariano Rivera and Miguel Cabrera, the last Triple Crown winner, which we might have a new one this year, and Aaron Judge. Number 12, as we go down this list, or number 12, Justin Verlander.
Okay.
Number 11 after Verlander is Shohei Ohtani, that's where the list stops.
Yeah, too low on this list. Too low. This guy dominates pitching and hitting. How do you have Shohei Ohtani not in the top 10 of Major League Baseball players in the last 30 years?
Sample size?
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can guess.
But you know what?
He's already a three-time All-Star, two-time MVP.
Yeah, he should be in the top 10 because you know who's going to be in the top 10?
I was going to say, we can try to guess our top five if you
want to. No, I don't want to because I'll forget people. It's so far back now. But what I'm going to say, you know who's going to be in the top 10? Mike Trout's going to be in the top 10.
Probably.
Mike Trout, to me, is the most overrated athlete of our generation. Name me a Mike Trout moment.
The home run at Kauffman, where he hit the Commerce Bank sign that only apparently I'm the only one that saw.
Name me a Mike Trout moment.
Getting swept by the Royals?
That's it. That is his only playoff appearance, right? He's hurt all the time. I feel like Mike Trout, look, I'm not saying that Mike Trout isn't a good baseball player. He is. He's a remarkable baseball player.
Modern day Mickey Mantle.
Is he?
Talent-wise, from what we've seen, I mean, he's already a Hall of Famer.
Mickey Mantle won triple crowns. You know, Mickey Mantle did stuff. Like, Mike Trout, to me, everybody wants Mike Trout to be this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Trout ain't that guy. Like, people are like, oh, he's got to be the face of baseball. Why? He's hurt. He plays on the West Coast, which is a detriment to him, but he has no moments. He's been in three playoff games and hardly anybody, even in Kansas City, remembers that series because it was a Friday, Saturday, Monday, and it was over before we even understood it was starting.
Right. Best team he ever had. Never saw to leave. That's on him. And then the injuries packed up. He might be one of the best we never saw. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, we can talk about that a little bit later, but I will say, I think, what do you think? The number one player, that's all we'll try to guess. You think it's Bonds or Griffey?
I'm going to say Griffey because did Bonds get the honorable mention with all the other steroid users? Because that's what they used the honorable mention for, was like all the steroid users, right?
That's like the top five then.
Yeah. But and that's where I am. Those guys did what they did.
Right.
You know,
baseball was great.
Baseball was great. It was wonderful. It was an unbelievable sport. They got everybody excited about it again, right? And that's why I've always said Scott Boras is more detrimental to the game than steroids ever were. I think Bonds needs to be in the top five, should be in the top five, but I think Ken Griffey Jr. probably gets the nod at number one. Trying to think, though, like Clemens was lower on the list.
Steroid user as well.
Yeah. I mean, who else jumps out at you that would be the number one baseball player in the last 30 years, right?
I mean, it's like Griffey or Bonds or maybe Tony Gwynn, but maybe this is too far past Tony Gwynn because like what he was
Yeah, they said 90, Tony's not going to be on the list. He's.
So that's too far gone. So yeah, my guess is it's obviously it's Griffey.
It's got to be, right? It's got to be Ken Griffey Jr.
The stipulations to what the list has been. But.
Right.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.